This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by the Lansing Lugnut, Seth Connor. Seth, what do you love about baseball?
Well, pretty much everything. You know, I grew up watching it as a little kid. Obviously, my dad started out teaching me. You know, I can't remember how young I was when he put a bat in my hands, but always grown up, and actually enjoyed, as I got older, I enjoyed watching it more, learning about it. But when I was younger, I could hardly stand to watch it. I just wanted to get out there and play. So it's always been a part of the family, and we've always been out in the front yard playing, so I've loved it from a young age.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I do. I have one older brother. He is 23. He's just about to graduate from Southwest Baptist University with a computer science major, so I'm pumped for him, and he's the brains of the family for sure.
Besides baseball, what else do you enjoy?
I like going fishing when I'm back home. I have a kayak, and I go out with one of my buddies, and we go fish and just go out on the river, and that's pretty relaxing for me. I like being outside, so I like hanging out with my fiance. I'm pretty excited to get married. I get married this offseason, so that's pretty exciting for me. But other than that, I just enjoy being with my family and being outside.
How soon after the season ends?
September 28th.
So pretty soon.
Pretty soon. Pretty soon.
So you've got your mind on baseball. She's got her mind on other things.
That's right. That's right.
Well, speaking with Seth Connor, Lansing Lugnuts catcher. Now, catching has not been your usual spot growing up in baseball. When did you first start playing catcher full time?
The Blue Jays, after I got drafted in 2010, since I was such a late-round pick, they kind of did a draft and follow, and there had been talk maybe that I could catch a little bit and that my bat was a little more projectable there because I was a third baseman, and I was converted to first base when I was drafted. I hadn't played first base until I came into pro ball, but just that the power numbers that you have and how the game's evolving of guys who play those corner positions, they hit and drive guys in, you know, so... For that, they thought my bat was a little bit more projectable. I caught a little bit my first year in instructional league and then didn't really catch at all again and caught a little bit that next spring training, but didn't catch at all in extended spring and then played the whole year at third and first. And then that next instructs, I caught pretty much the last week and then made the full-time switch to it in 2012, that spring training caught. And then... I guess all of last year I caught, and then in extended I caught, and then got moved up to Bluefield, and caught a little bit, and then Art Charles, who's no longer with us, he got moved up to Vancouver, and then I ended up playing first base, and then I went to Instructs and caught all Instructs again. So it just kind of been kind of off and on kind of thing. So
did you use different gloves for third base and first base?
I did. I had to get used to the first baseman, a lot bigger than an infielder's glove.
So you've had to get used to a number of different things, third base in college. What have you learned about yourself now turning to catcher full-time?
I have a lot of respect for those guys who do it well. It's a tough position, really tough position. Just calling a game, commanding a game. You know, and then you have to try after doing that. You got to have a good relationship with umpires. You got to have a good relationship with your pitching staff. Then you got to try and go hit, you know what I mean, on top of that. And then when you have a bad game, maybe at the dish hitting, you can't take that behind the plate, you know, because that's being selfish of yourself and not giving everything to your pitcher. So, you know what, I got a lot of respect for those guys who can not only catch well but can hit as well, so...
Let's talk about that relationship with the umpires. Do you talk to them at all during the games?
We do, yeah. It's an ongoing thing. Those guys do a great job back there and generally are great guys too. And so just learning the strike zone from them and having a good relationship where you can communicate maybe, hey, this is where that pitch was, or maybe this pitch, or maybe that pitcher, he, you know, make sure he comes set. You know, just a lot of different little things that you can talk to with them. And it's definitely a vital part of catching.
How about relating to pitchers? Because pitchers come in all sorts of different personality types. Yeah. How do you relate to all those different types of pitchers?
You know what? Sometimes you have to fake it until you make it. And, you know, maybe each person is a little bit different, like you said, very individualized, different guys. They like doing different things, that have different personalities, just like you said. And so you just try and gauge that, learn from each guy and have a relationship, because it goes both ways. You know, you got to have a good relationship. You got to know what they're wanting to throw and what they're confident in throwing. and they got to trust you in the same way. So then you got to build that relationship with them, so they hopefully they do trust you. You know, so it's a very vital part.
What's the most important thing or best thing that you've ever said to a pitcher in a mound visit that immediately helped?
You know, usually when you're when a guy's scuffing out there a little bit or he's frustrated, you just try and take their mind off pitching for a second. You know,
what have you said?
Like, hey, man, what are you having for dinner tonight? You know what I mean? Or, like, maybe what you're doing later on tonight. I don't know. different guys have different sayings. Probably my best one is probably just going out there. And it's funny because I was actually talking to Drew, our trainer, and he said he should just print off a list of just completely random facts, and I should just memorize them so I could go out there and they'd just be like, what in the world is going on? But I haven't done that. So generally just try and say something that gets their mind off pitching there for a sec, or, you know, just encourage them. So
speaking with Lugnuts catcher Seth Connor, Seth, what does your routine look like on a day that you're going to be the starting catcher? When you wake up, first thing you do when you come to the park?
The first thing I do to the park is I'll definitely go hit. I get here early, and I'll go do my routine in the cage and get that out of the way. So hopefully I can be ready to swing. Because, you know, you kind of get, like, hitting's overlooked as a catcher. And, like I said, it's mainly about the pitcher. So you're trying to get your work in hitting. So I'll come to the field, go get my tee work done, go hit, come in, go back out for stretch with the pitchers and stretch and do that routine, play a little light catch. Then after that, I'll come back in after we have BP and do our on-the-field work. Come back in, talk with the starting pitcher, go over the lineup, talk with Vince, you know, go over the opposing team's lineup, and eat some spread and just hang out for a little bit. I'll come back out about, 35, 40 minutes before game time and start stretching, and then we'll get it going.
What are you working on right now at the plate?
You know what? Just driving the ball, really. It all comes down to you're only as good as the pitch you hit. And in order to do that, you're just trying to look for a good pitch, and then when you get it, just not miss it. So
simple as that.
Simple as that. Try and keep it simple.
Who is the best fastball that you've ever caught?
Well, Aaron Sanchez was here last year, and I would say that his ball is – It's interesting. He's just got another little level on his ball. It almost gets to the plate, and then those last 10 feet, it just has a little extra life. And so he's probably one of the best fastballs I've ever caught.
How about the best changeup?
Best changeup.
You can have a tie.
Let's see here. Nicolino had a pretty good changeup. Gonzalez, you know, when he's on, he has a good changeup. Taylor Cole has a good changeup for that fact. There's a lot of good guys with good changeup. I hate to, like, generalize say one guy has one better than the other, because I think they're all unique, you know, in ways that they maybe what their ball does after it comes out of their hand. But there's a lot of good changeup. I honestly couldn't narrow it down. I know fastball has got some, like I said, Aaron's got a little extra zip on it. But other than that.
Anyone who stands out with their curveball?
Whitey has a pretty good one, pretty good little 12-6er. Daniel has a good one when he throws it. You know, just talking about our stuff, Ozuna had a good one when he throws it. Sakula has a great curveball. A lot of guys have some good curveballs, sharp. I'm glad they're on our team, that's for sure.
That you're not having to face them.
That's right.
How about slider?
Ozuna has a good slider. Ozuna has a good slider, good hard slider. Trying to think of guys we have down there. You know, Jackson's working on it. I caught him last night. His ball's getting better, man. And
nice.
It's complimented with throwing 97. I guess your slider becomes that much better, too. So, you know, again, each one's unique. Kind of have maybe different shapes, maybe different tilts, and different depths of how much they move or not. But
how does being a catcher help you as a hitter? And how does being a hitter help you as a catcher?
Well, it's funny. You really try and separate the two. Because sometimes you overthink a situation, and you think how you would call a game, and that's not necessarily how the other catcher is going to call a game. And so, for me, I try not to think like a catcher when I hit, just because it comes down to just getting a good pitch.
It distracts you. Yeah,
yeah, it almost just distracts you. When you're thinking too much, it's really tough to hit a baseball. So I really try and eliminate that. And then as a catcher, I think about myself as a hitter. So, and that got me into trouble, too. You know, if something's working, it's like, why change it? You know what I mean? So you think, okay, well, as a hitter, I would make the adjustment if this guy's working in the same way twice. And then, you know, those guys don't make the adjustment sometimes. Whereas me, as a hitter, I would think, okay, I'm going to change my plan because that's how he's trying to pitch me. And sometimes that gets you into trouble. You make him, you know, beat your plan or what they've not had success with before you go into what they have success for. So, yeah, I guess you try and really separate the two. You know, when you're catching, and when you're hitting, you're hitting. So,
when you get together with other catchers, what do you talk about regarding the next game or what you're working on?
You know, I really, you had Aaron here last year, and he's just a great guy. He's helped me a lot on my catching journey, just because he's caught his whole life, and he, to me, he's a very, very good catcher. And so, you know, just talking about, hey, what would you call it here, you know what I mean? Hey, what I do on this block, you know? And then just doing work before the game with him, you know? And then when we're sitting out there, and I'll catch two games and he'll catch three, you know, we're talking, if I'm going to catch that same, we're both going to catch that team, we'll talk through that lineup, you know, say, hey, this is what was working, what did you think about this guy, you know, what would you have called? And so our relationship is great, and we talk all the time, so...
Finally, what's the most important game? What's the biggest game you've ever played in?
Well, unfortunately, no big games yet. I haven't played in the playoffs yet in my professional career. But in high school, we played for a state semifinal game. And that was a pretty big game. That was a pretty good game for our community. And that's probably the biggest game that I've ever played in. So I played in a national championship game, too, when I was an underclassman for the Midwest Nationals. And that was a pretty big game, too. But your high school, you know, your whole community's out. Everyone's supporting you. And that was a lot of fun. So.